The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. I'm DJ. This is the Brightside Chat. This is the Morning Comics Edition. Thanks for checking it out, if you haven't checked it out before. Hey, this morning I just have a few things I wanted to, talk about and one, get off my chest before Wednesday night. We'll get to that in a second. But first, there's some pretty decent news. If you're fans of Harley Quinn, the DC Universe animated series, or should I say, if you want to be fans but you don't want to pay for DC Universe, because apparently it's going to be available on DVD on June 2nd for all 13 seasons for $24.98 is what I've seen so far. And I haven't seen anything about Blu-ray. I've checked a few different places and everybody keeps saying DVD, just DVD. So that's probably why it's only $24-25 for 13 half-hour episodes. But John and I have been raving about the series. It's in its second season right now. I still think you wait until like the last month of this season and then just sign up for $7 and you can just binge all of them. But if you want to own it on DVD, you can have it for $24.98. Still think it's cheap. I mean, for people that I've seen people on Twitter be like, oh, wait for it on DVD. You're like, well, that doesn't make sense because it's more expensive, but to each his own. You want to have it and own it. I don't think I'll own it. I love the show and I own a lot of Blu-rays and DVDs, but I have DC Universe and whatever. I thought it was interesting news, and I think it's kind of weird. It's only on DVD, and then we have HBO Max coming, and in my honest opinion, it feels like a rush job to try and cash in on, you know, something that most people don't really need, but whatever. But let's move on to what I wanted to get off my chest. So Sunday morning, I talked about the quote unquote exciting news that DC is going to be distributing comic books again. They've come up with this new system. They're not using Diamond exclusively. And that seems like good news. And I still stand by that. I still think it's good news. But I come to you as a just, you know, comic book fan. I'm reading a lot of stuff that it's mixed reviews by comic book store owners. And now here's the thing, and I'm talking to you, John, because I know you listen every morning. I was thinking of calling you about this to get the update, and I wanted your information, but I figure it'll be better for our show for Thursday. And because I honestly don't know where you land on this. I don't know where all store owners, well, I don't know where John lands on this. I've seen mixed reviews from store owners. I'm seeing some store owners say that this is a good thing. It turns things over. People didn't like Diamond in the first place, being the monopoly of comic book distribution and blah, blah, blah. But then I'm seeing other people saying that this is bad because what Diamond is doing is great for everybody. And I can see both sides of that. I really can. I'm really, really interested to talk to John about this. I'm not trying to plug Thursday show. If you're fans of our podcast, you're going to listen to it anyways, but I can't wait to sit down with John and go back. Cause I mean, if you've heard John in the past, it's like, yeah, he owns a comic book store, but he's also a comic book fan and he is sensible. And we've had conversations off the air about the state of comics and it's, yeah, he wants his comic book store to survive, but he also wants the comic industry to survive. And anyways, I think we're going to have a great discussion about it. I can't wait to get his opinion on see where he lands on this. One of the things that people were upset about is that it's coming up everywhere, which I think is funny because it's like apparently the only big book out there. But Batman number 92 is coming out, and DC has delayed that till June. They've said that they will wait till June to put that out, even though they're going to start distributing books earlier than that. And if you read the reports, some stores are saying, well, that was a nice step, that was a nice gesture, and other people are saying that they're only doing that because of backlash. And it's all of this is getting, you know, it's way more than most comic book fans wanted to know. You know, it's like we're starting to learn the behind the scenes stuff. Really, it's stuff that John and I have been talking about, well, forever, because that's what we talk about on our show. And it's really just becoming topical now because people want to know how they get their books, when they can get their books. So I think Thursday's show is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's not going to be, I don't talk to him until tomorrow night. I mean, I can call him at any time, but you know, and if John, if you're mad at me, just call me before the show so we can get that out of the way. I'm just kidding. Well, no, I'm not. But as I said before, with everything up in the air, I think, and this is me personally, I think that this is the best opportunity to start exploring all of this stuff. As I talked about before, about even saying like digital and physical at the media at the same time. You buy your digital at the store and you get whatever. But there's so much going on right now. This is the time to hash it all out because everything is up in the air. And if nothing, I mean, as we know from all of this, everything could change by tomorrow. Who knows? It's like by the time I talk to John, everything could have changed again. So stay tuned. Last thing I'll talk about, just not even talk about, just mention. If you look online, yep, they've issued all the release dates. John and I'll go over those in Thursday morning's podcast, give us something to talk about. But for Marvel and DC, all the different movies have been moved around and they've given more solid release dates going all the way to 2022 movies that have been moved. So lots of news going on, lots of news changing. I'm sure there'll be more for tomorrow. I do appreciate all the updates we'll get from listeners. John and I will talk about those on Thursday morning. Any other news items that you want us to hit on, you can tweet at us at brightside_chat, or you can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. If you're hurting for content, go to Nerdy Legion at nerdylegion.com. There's tons of content there. This probably isn't the best plug, but I am way behind. I know most people are way behind on their podcast because we are so out of sync from what we normally do. But it's a great place to find content, so I'll plug it as best I can every time I can. That's all I have for today. Everybody have a great day. Stay safe. I will talk to you tomorrow. Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listen to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.